episode 2221, Bless and Restore.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary finish or a brand new start to the beginning of your week? Yes, depending on how you look at it, it is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's time to bless and restore. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you are had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, you got to start out first with football because you know it's a Super Bowl. And as my dad would say, and you know I love him much, is that God doesn't care who wins a Super Bowl. He cares who has your heart. Who has your heart today? When the oxygen feels depleted in your day and night, God is there to bless and restore. Life may attempt to crush you, but God carries you. In the moments where the world seems to be closing in around you, God is with you. But for some reason, the reminder trumpets need to resound of God's promises. You may be tired, exhausted, frustrated, excited, mad, committed, and confused. But all of these are for only moments. God is forever. Let Him carry you when your burdens are too heavy for you to carry alone. This is where we all miss the boat. God does not want us to do anything alone. Therefore, He is always there to bless and restore. God is relentless. You may run, but God will still carry you. I love the verse Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's what God is saying right there. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You are stronger than every scar and brighter than any star. Rise above that which takes you down. Those who hope in the Lord and renew their strength, where do they go? They soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Another great Bible verse, a strong reminder of God's promise, Isaiah 41, verse 31. Are you ready to soar on wings like eagles? Are you tired of running the race all by yourself? Get on God's team. Stop trying to do it alone. God will bless and restore, but you are asked to walk by faith. Don't let the trials wear you out when God is your strength. Take the steps with Him as He will not lead you astray. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Another strong Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord. I know sometimes we feel like we have to run our own race because we have to prove something. Maybe you have to prove something here on earth, but you don't have to prove anything to God because He sees you through the lens of Jesus Christ. He loves you for who you are. Scars, wounds. He takes it all. You know why? A strong reminder that Jesus took all of what you can't do and where you fail and said, I take it all. I absorb it. It's mine to keep. And therefore, you have the gates of heaven open wide. Why is it that we close our doors so quickly to God, when really that door should always be open? I can't help but thinking of a fairy tale and, you know, watching whether it's Cinderella or Snow White or whoever it is, and they're walking into the castle. And as they're greeted at the front gates swing open with trumpets blaring. That's what God does every single time you take a breath, because He gives you life. He blesses and restores. But for some reason, we forget that. Today, I want it to be a reminder. It is Super Bowl weekend, and I know you probably have a vote, Tampa Bay Buccaneers or Kansas City Chiefs. Now, guess what? I'm not going to tell you who I'm rooting for. I'll let you guess. And maybe on the next episode for Monday's Madness, I'll give you a little scoop. But this is what I want to share with you. Do you think it really matters who wins tonight? Yes, it may sound great, and the celebrations will be amazing. And guess what? The pocketbooks, they'll begin to fill up. There may be some bling on those rings, but you know what? God's bling all comes from your heart. You are His jewel. That's who He cares about most. And whether it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the Kansas City Chiefs, Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, the entire team, all those who work under both areas, guess what? God doesn't care about what's on our hand. He cares who's in our heart. So who's got your heart today? Who are you willing to say, you know what? I can't do this alone anymore, God. I'm ready for you to bless and restore. Because I know with you, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And that is how I will walk by faith. Go out today, bless someone else, restore your heart. It's your time of reflection with God. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Go Chiefs, go Buccaneers. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.